Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, maybe I'm not nerdy enough, Serdy. You can help me with this. Maybe I'm not understanding what this article truly says. But Pro Football Focus comes out with the best pass-catching tandems in the NFL, and they have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce number three. Number three. Behind Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry,
who've
in
never
Cleveland.
Played together in the NFL,
and yeah, except for LSU,
Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, maybe statistically, and this is where Serta can explain it to me. Maybe statistically, Thielen and Diggs, Beckham and Landry have caught more balls than Hill and Travis Kelce. But there's not a more dynamic duo, let alone better duo, in the NFL than Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I don't have questions about their hands. I don't have questions about their ability to get open. Heck, I don't have a question about them and their ability to just make a play, throw it up and let them make a play, which to me, that's what it comes down to. That's why DeAndre Hopkins, to me, is the best wide receiver in the NFL because you throw it up and he's going to make a play. We saw Tyreek Hill, what, three, four, five, six times last season where Pat just threw it up. It could have and maybe should have been intercepted, but Tyreek just went up and made a play. Travis Kelce can post up a defender, throw it up, and he'll make a play. The guys below on this ranking from Pro Football Focus, like Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara of the Saints, I could understand them being in the conversation, but Cleveland, Minnesota, with all due respect to both of them, no thanks. Tyreek and Travis, number one, and I think it's clear. Maybe I'm too close to it.
No, that's ridiculous. Tyreek Hill, regardless of how you feel about him, is the most explosive player, as I said before, and I will stand by this. If we're just talking about football, non-quarterbacks, offensive players in football, he'd be the number one person that I would select. He is there's nothing you can do with him. He breaks triple coverage, especially if you put in the quarterbacks to go along with this. That's the part that's really ridiculous. Adam Thielen and listen. Adam Thielen is a really good receiver, a great receiver. He is one of the best receivers in football. But if I were to say matchups, who he's matched up against in terms of corners in the league and who Travis Kelce is matched up against, I think Travis Kelce and his matchups are every bit of as explosive as Adam Thielen is. And I think me and Serta, who I'm convinced today that I'm – you ever know you're going to have to fight somebody?
Yeah.
I feel that way with Steve today. But even me and Steve agree to the fact, I think old dude is a bit overrated from the Vikings. And when I say old dude, I've just lost his name.
Diggs?
Stephon Diggs from Maryland is overrated. I don't like him. I don't think he's as good as he is. I think he is helped a ton by the overall offense and the running game from 2 years ago and Thielen on the other side. But no, there's no one that's even in the stratosphere of explosiveness that Tyreek Hill is. And then Travis Kelce, he's just a tight end in body. He's one of the most explosive receivers in football. And when you put in Pat to go along with those other combinations, get out of here. No way.
You throw Pat into it and there is no conversation.
Well, I mean, but part of that with Pro Football Focus is when they're factoring in these player ratings and stuff like that, some of it has to do with just efficiency and dropping balls and route running and how often you're beating your guy off the line of scrimmage and how often you're beating your guy in your break and stuff like that. So some of it isn't just, statistical production. Like Thielen and Diggs are two really, really good route running wide receivers. So their efficiency ratings are going to be a little bit higher in that regard, and that's going to help their overall PFF total and stuff like that. And like with Jarvis Landry and Odell, you know, Odell is incredibly explosive when he's on the field. He also doesn't drop passes. Neither does Jarvis. Jarvis just doesn't drop balls, but he also catches a ton of underneath short balls that really help his efficiency ratings and things like that. So that's why those numbers are a little bit inflated with those guys. Not to discredit their talent.
Yeah, whatever, nerd.
But Tyreek and Travis, like, I would agree, yeah, that should probably be higher. Like, I do think that Stephon Diggs is mildly overrated. He's got 1,000-yard receiving season. He's a very good player. I don't want to say that he's not good. But I do think that I would rather have a Tyreek-Travis-Kelsey combo than a Diggs and Thielen.
Yeah, Diggs is a healthy Sammy Watkins to me.
Steve, did you tell Ron the same thing you told me in my ear about tomorrow at 12:30?
I did not.
Okay. Ron, you always say, like, Mario Chalmers and Sharon Collins, 10 out of 10 when it comes to your KU fandom, correct? Where does Frank Mason fall?
I like Frank. Yeah, Frank's good.
But he's not. He's not your guy like Sharon.
No, I'm a big friend. No, hell no.
He's got beautiful eyes.
No. He's not Tyshawn.
And what's Tyshawn?
Taylor?
Yeah, Tyshawn was a guy for me, man. Tyshawn.
Is he a 10 out of 10 as well?
No, he's probably an 8. There's only two 10s. That's Mario and obviously Sharon.
Frank Mason will join us tomorrow at 12:30.
Join us
in studio.
Shut up. All right, man. I don't know what you guys are trying to pull right now.
We are going to be talking about, he's got something pretty cool coming up. Frank Mason and Friends Celebrity Softball Game.
Hold on. Are you being dead serious?
August 3rd. He will be in studio tomorrow at 12:30.
You're being dead serious. You believe him?
Yeah. Well, Steve works really hard on trying to get guests. Just normally, like Quentin Lucas, they don't want to come on.
Hold up.
Frank Mason said,
Frank
okay.
Mason? Yeah. Player of the year, Frank Mason? Yeah. For Kansas is going to be on this show?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to go for it. Just got to go for it tomorrow.
I'd like to ask him what he thought about the Rolling Thunder review documentary, specifically all the cocaine that Bob Dylan was doing at that time in his life.
That's a good question. I think he could weigh in on that.
Mine was breast or ass guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.